5. Then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms around from time to time. Locally heavy rainfall in spots. High mid-70s Wednesday, upper 70s Thursday, and more rain Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-619-0725 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-619-0725 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-619-0725 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-619-0725. That's 800-619-0725. 800-619-0725.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Mr. Sandman. Okay. What do you do when you have over 200 mattresses that must be liquidated by the end of March? I also have to be out of a large warehouse. Like many folks, I panicked. I slashed my sale prices on all Serta and Restonic mattresses in stock. Floor samples and fresh inventory have to go. Save up to 60% off previous sale prices, not some fake top tag price. Mr. Sandman also has power adjustable bases for half the price the big chain charges for comparable models. February is a great month to buy a mattress. Valentine's Day, President's Day, my 44th wedding anniversary, and I bet some of you have birthdays this month. A mattress is a gift that is appreciated for years. I just bought a truckload of slightly blemished mattresses, nice queens from $225, kings from $250. All bedroom suits are on sale, as well as odd chests and nightstands. On the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, voted best mattress store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
We'll be here for the next, 2 hours, Jack? The first hour's already gone in the books? That's crazy.
Yeah, well.
Our number, well, don't call. We're still busied up. We'll just have to take some calls later. We'll just have to take some calls later. Again, if you're wondering what happened, I don't like the calling and hanging up business. I'm getting over all that. All right. Let's see here. Heather Nauert, who was going to be the UN ambassador, has withdrawn her name from consideration, saying she mulled over the best interests of her family. Released a statement over the weekend, said she was thankful for the Trump administration's faith in her. Statement part noted that the Trump will make the announcement with respect to a nominee for the position fairly soon. She said the last 2 months have been grueling for her family, and it's in the best interest of her family that she withdraw her name from consideration. You know, she's the State Department spokesperson. Mm-hmm. Is she going to continue in that role? We don't know the answer to that. What do you think the problem was? I always like to speculate on situations like this.
I don't know.
I think she...
How old a person is she? Do we know?
She probably in her 40s, I would guess. She's attractive now.
It's probably... Well, lives in Washington now.
Yeah.
If you're the UN person, do you... I guess you could live in Washington and commute to New York when they meet.
There's an hourly shuttle that flies up there.
I don't know. Could probably take the train.
She was 40.
40 years old.
No, she was 49.
49. Well, her children are probably, you know, in their late teens, early 20s.
She's got two children. She married to a guy since 2000. So let's say she had kids in 2002 and 2005. Yeah, they'd be 14, 16. Yeah, I don't know. I can understand that. I think it's probably just she got so much heat for being...
Oh, yeah.
A Trumper.
Yeah, living in D.C., I'm sure people are in their ear, you don't want to be a part of this. I mean, being at the State Department's bad enough. Can you imagine being in the U.N. and having to fight all those countries all the time and having to defend Trump's actions?
Yeah, and he's crazy. He's nuts, and he's not even going to be there.
Yeah, we're gonna get him in 2020.
He's not even gonna be there. You're giving up a job for 2 years? Come on.
Come on, forget about it.
Heather, think about it.
It's so crazy.
Those 6 inches between
your
ears.
Don't even talk about it. Don't even think about it.
Come on, Heather.
Heather, you know better, Heather.
You asked about my impressions of the McCabe interview on 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
I've not seen the thing in its entirety. But here are my initial impressions. Is there anybody who can listen to his major revelations, which are that Rod Rosenstein seriously wanted to wear a wire and try to entrap the president into saying something that could get him impeached or convicted? That's number one. And number two, that they seriously had considerations and talks, and two cabinet officials were willing to join them in trying to oust the president of the United States, the duly elected president, using the 25th Amendment's majority of the cabinet provision. Is there anybody who can hear those two facts and not believe in the deep state? When we start talking about the deep state, there were people who call it, man, there's no such thing as a deep state. That's crazy. You're nuts. You've lost your mind. And all that deep state talk makes you sound crazy.
Well, let's just say for 20 seconds that McCabe was telling the truth, that there were two cabinet officials who had bought into the idea of trying to oust Trump. Who do you think that would have been?
Rex
Tillerson.
Yeah, Rex Tillerson, surely. Because what is he? He's a globalist, corporatist whore. I mean, he's an oil guy.
ExxonMobil, yeah.
Rex Tillerson was the first one that came to mind. And the second one was actually Mattis.
Mad Dog Mattis?
Yeah.
Well, he's a real...
Or McMaster.
From Massachusetts.
Wasn't McMaster in there initially?
Yeah, he was.
National Security Advisor or something?
Yeah.
Probably two of those three, if I had to guess. Either McMaster and Tillerson or Tillerson and Mattis, with an outside chance of Mnuchin. But I don't think so.
But you don't think? Well, isn't he an avowed Democrat? Didn't he come out? I mean...
Mattis basically said he didn't want to be the defense secretary anyway, but when the country calls, you show up.
The one that intrigues me the most as to her departure is Nikki Haley. I wonder what she's going to do. You think she just really wanted to go home and be with her family?
I think she was ready to start campaigning for 2024 and wanted to put as much distance between herself and the Trump administration as possible. That would be my guess.
Do you think Trump keeps Pence in 2020?
Of course.
Why? He would have been gone by now?
He publicly said he was going to keep him. Someone asked him at a press conference, "You're going to keep Pence?" And he said, "Hold on, Pence is right over there. Let me ask him. Would you like to run with me again in 2020? And Pence said, "Sure." And he said, "Yeah, okay, I'm going to keep him. Next question." I mean, that's ridiculous. Why would he get rid of Pence?
Well, you know, most people don't, but it
has
happened.
Pence has been so loyal. Well, who? Nixon?
No, Eisenhower kept Nixon.
No, I'm saying Nixon got rid of Agnew.
Well, he got convicted.
Well?
You know, let's see. John Nance Garner was with whom? Was it Roosevelt?
Are you talking about when they got rid of him and put Truman on?
Yeah.
He'd been there 12 years, though. That's not four.
Yeah.
That's different.
Did Truman keep his vice? Who was his vice president?
I don't know. I'd have to look that one up.
I don't know either. Oh, well. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't normally happen, but...
Your chief of staff is not cabinet, correct?
No, it's not a cabinet position.
So Reince Priebus was not in the cabinet.
No. I mean, he probably went to all cabinet meetings.
Yeah, but he's not a cabinet official, so he can't.
Right.
I would say, I would almost guarantee it's Tillerson, and I would say it's either Mnuchin or and Mnuchin, he's just a Goldman Sachs guy. That's the only reason I think that. I don't trust Goldman Sachs.
No, I know you don't. Because Ted Cruz's wife.
You talking about Mr. Heidi Cruz?
Yeah. Albin Barkley was Truman's VP. I remember that name.
I do not. I think that's the first time I've ever heard the name Alvin Barkley.
Albin, A-L-B-E.
Well, there you go.
49-53.
But that's my impression. If you heard those two stories and don't believe in the deep state now, if you listen to this program and don't believe in the deep state by now, turn it off.
So you think, really, that McCabe may have been telling the truth about that? I mean, he has nothing to lose now.
Well, he does. I mean, his freedom.
What do you think, Rosenstein? Do you believe that Rosenstein was willing to wear a wire? Did you wipe my widowation? Willing to wear a wire?
I go back and forth on Rosenstein. Sometimes I think Rosenstein's on the team, and sometimes I think he's not. The best indication he's on the team is he's still there.
And he got rid of Comey.
And he was the one who justified getting rid of Comey. That's the best indication. Those are the two best indications that he's on the team. The best indication he's not on the team, believe it or not, is that he's still there. Because Trump, you know, keep your friends close, your enemies closer. If Rosenstein's in the camp, and you've got damaging materials over him, you can sort of use him to your advantage, particularly while he was overseeing the Russian investigation. Now that Trump has Bill Barr in there, Rosenstein might be short for this world. He could be fired any minute.
Yeah. But wasn't he a Bush guy? Wasn't he appointed by Bush?
Rosenstein?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I mean, he was in Maryland, and then Sessions brought him in. I think he's, you know, the guy's a globalist. You know, most of those people are. You don't get to that position and not be, most of them.
Interesting.
But if you follow the dots, if you connect all the dots on these stories and don't believe in a deep state by now, I can't help you. I can't help you. If you don't believe there's an unelected bureaucracy embedded in our nation's intelligence communities that operates as its own government, that manipulates your elections, as they did this one. It didn't work, but they tried.
Gosh.
And you know they've manipulated other elections in the past. That, you know, let me give you a prime example, leftists. All of you on the left, Democrat, and our numbers show about a third of you are Democrats who listen. We have great numbers, Jay.
You don't ever tell me about them.
Well, let's just say this. In certain demographics, our numbers were like in the double digits during this program. I don't want to get too specific because that stuff's proprietary, but... You know, so some of the demographics were 10, 11, 12-ish points, which is astronomical for talk radio. You know, when we started this, they told us you couldn't do talk radio from 9 to noon, that it doesn't work, that this market has never supported talk radio mid-morning, that this is when everybody sits down and works, and then they come back in the afternoon and they listen to talk radio. But during the 9 to noon hour, you'll never develop an audience, Barron. That's what they told us. Don't be disappointed when it doesn't work. Ratings in the teens. Anyway, where was I going with that? Just bragging, I guess.
You were saying about a third of our listeners were Democrats.
Oh, yeah, yeah. About a third of our listeners are Democrats. Now, consider this. You Democrats believed in a deep state just 15 or 20 years ago. Need I remind you of the intelligence assessment that got us into Iraq? Do you remember Colin Powell going before the United Nations, showing you pictures of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Was he lying?
I don't think he knew he was lying.
Yeah.
But do you remember that?
And then they
showed up, and that all they can find are like some buckets of chlorine at the community pool or something? Some leftover anthrax from the 30s? That was probably just a big cow dung field. You leftists believed in the deep state after 9/11. You far leftists did. Half of you thought it was an inside job orchestrated by the Bush administration. You guys talked about false flag events. Jet fuel doesn't melt steel. Building number 7. You leftists believed in a deep state. That the American government got together behind closed doors and pulled off an attack that killed 3,000 people, most of whom were American. You guys believe somebody got behind closed doors and cooked up evidence of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq as a means to invade Iraq and steal their oil. This was just a few years ago. This was just a few years ago you guys believed all this stuff. Donald Trump gets in office, and all of a sudden, the CIA, FBI, and NSA are beyond reproach. Beyond reproach. They would never fiddle with an election. Kill 3,000 Americans and knock down buildings? Sure. Launch wars overseas that cost $7 trillion? Absolutely. Try to meddle in an election? Are you a treasonous bastard? What is wrong with you that you would suggest such a thing? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm turning it off. I'm never listening again.
Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising shows your investment into the success of your business while keeping you competitive. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
With Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, and February's a special month at Eastbrook.
Yes, it is. It's our 25th anniversary on the 23rd from 9 until 6.
What can we expect for your anniversary sale?
You're going to find refreshments, great bargains, believe me. And we're going to have gift certificates. The vendors will be here for you to talk to, and they'll probably have a couple of surprises for you as well.
Tell us a little bit about Eastbrook.
3 floors, elevator. We've got silver plate flatware, silver plate trays, and anything you'd like to find. We've got records. We've got books. We've got, oh, the best mahogany furniture, the distressed furniture. We've not overrun with that. We've got good collectible items for you.
All right, again, give us the day and time for your 25th anniversary celebration.
February 23rd, 9 until 6.
And those regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our fifth year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Partners, Pam and Roxanne.
Little ditty about them.
Hey, man, these guys are fantastic. Pam and Roxanne, industry leaders in underground fencing and pet containment systems, indoors and outdoors. These guys are great. If you're paying a whole bunch of money to someone else and you're just not satisfied, call Pam and Roxanne over at Pet Partners, 365-5678. It's that easy. 365, like the number of days in a year, 5678. It's an easy number to remember. 365-5678. Call Pam and Roxanne and get them over at your house. They can do brand new installs. They can repair any make and model, any brand name. Oh, but bam, bam, bam. The other people told me I could only use them. They lied to you. And what's new? You know, hey, you know, vendors are liars sometimes. You can call Pam and Roxanne. They can do any maintenance. They use the highest quality materials, the longest lasting wire. The people who are other brands and their wires break, the wires break, the wires break. Pam and Roxanne come and put in their wire. The wire stops breaking. So if you're tired of the wire breaks, you're tired of your dogs getting out, call Pam and Roxanne. 365-5678. PetPartnersDogFence.com. PetPartnersDogFence.com.
I know it works because
Carolyn has it.
Carolyn's two critters. They will not come in the den.
Did you take her the collar?
I did.
Okay, good.
And Chief's wearing it.
Chief.
What's his name?
Chief.
Well, the other one's named Sailor. I mean, what ridiculous name.
Well, they're both titles. You know, you can be a sailor, you can be a chief. Right. I'd rather be a chief than a sailor.
Yeah, so I can't make fun of dogs' names. I have Bugsy.
Bugsy's a great name.
Well, he's...
I got a kid named Bug. The baby has become Buggy.
Buggy?
Yeah. See my little bug?
Yeah, that's what I call Bug. I call him Bugs most of the time.
Well, we have Bubby, the five-year-old. And we now have Buggy, the 7 or 8 month old. She's cute. She's like a little bug.
Yeah.
She does bug-like things.
My niece's husband's nickname's Bug.
Is it really?
Trace, yeah.
No, he is not Bug.
Well, something he was playing softball or baseball once, he looked up to catch a fly ball, and the bug got in his eye. And he walked around, and so I think his nickname's Bug. I don't call him that, because anyone.
I have never heard of such. You guys want evidence Donald Trump's a time traveler? I know I've told you this before.
I wish you wouldn't tell us again.
Donald Trump has a time machine. He got it from his uncle, John Trump, who examined the paperwork of Nikola Tesla. When Tesla died. Tesla died in America. The FBI found his papers, did not know what to make of them, wondered if he was working on some super secret technology. They didn't know what to do, so they called MIT professor Dr. John Trump. John Trump comes in, he looks at the papers, he says, nothing to him. You know, it's the guy was old, he was late in his life, he was mad. Don't worry about these papers, there's nothing to him. The reality was, it was the designs for time travel. John Trump goes and perfects the designs for time travel. His son, his nephew, Donald John Trump, he puts him in touch with it. Donald John Trump knew from the beginning everything that was going to happen. He's omniscient, time traveler. How do I know that? November 7th, 2012, 3:32 p.m. November 7th, 2012. This was the day before the 2012 election. Pervert alert. Representative Wiener is back on Twitter. All girls under the age of 18, block him immediately. This was before Anthony Wiener had ever been accused of tweeting naked pictures of himself to people under the age of 18. How did Donald Trump know he was a pervert? How did he know that he targeted girls under 18? And how did he know girls under 18 should block him immediately if he doesn't have time travel capacity? There's no other explanation. There's no other viable explanation. Donald Trump either has time travel capacity or he's got some source of information I just don't know about. Wiener. Anthony Wiener goes free. Now listen to this headline and tell me someone didn't have fun writing this. You ready? Wiener goes free. Stiff sentence turns soft as ex-congressman gets early release. Count the euphemisms.
Wait a minute. When was this written?
Yesterday.
All right. One more time.
Wiener goes free.
Mm-hmm.
Stiff sentenced turns soft as ex-congressman gets early release.
Oh, my God.
After he helped change the course of U.S. history by prompting the FBI to reopen its investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a personal email server during the final days of the 2016 campaign, former New York congressman and ex-husband of Hillary aide Huma Abedin has been released from federal prison a few months ahead of schedule thanks to good behavior on the inside. This according to TMZ.
That is pretty funny.
Wiener goes free.
That sounds like something we would say on this program.
Stiff sentence turns soft as ex-congressman gets early release.
Now, I'm surprised that early release was...
I'm surprised that made it past the editing desk.
Well, I think the editors were complicit.
I think they were the ones who did the... you think they were the ones who did the...
oh, yeah, absolutely. That is pretty damn funny.
Penny Earned Concrete Technologies, my friend Tom Latham over there, who I will speak with at... a little after 12 o'clock. Penny Earned Concrete Technologies, Tom Latham, 284-9292. You can call him too, 284-9292. Tom Latham is a genius when it comes to concrete. He's the captain of concrete. He's the colonel of concrete. We'll give him a... Actually, captain's higher in the Navy. He's the... is the same. He is the colonel of concrete. Over at Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. This guy's a genius. He knows everything about it. Go to his Facebook page. Facebook page has all the pictures and videos you need. He showed on Facebook yesterday a retaining wall, backfilled retaining wall that could be stained. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. It could be stained to match any application. He had a driveway they were doing in Wind Lakes the other day on there. Stamped concrete, decorative concrete, walkways, patios, foundations for homes, and more. Tom Latham, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. He's on the web, pennyearned.co. But the Facebook page. Go to the Facebook page. Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. Check it out. You're going to love Tom Latham's work. His employees are enthusiastic, honest, good. They're excellent at what they do. His employees really make the difference. They make him shine. They make him look good. 284-9292. Tom Latham, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. pennyearned.co. We'll be back.
Hot sun, making me sweat. Gator's getting close, hasn't got me yet. I can dance, I can talk. Only thing about me is the way I walk. I can dance, I can sing. I'm just standing here selling everything.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
From the Fox Business Network, President's Day shoppers could be seeing deals on pricey sport utility vehicles. The Wall Street Journal says automakers have stepped up production of SUVs and trucks while they cut back production on less popular sedans. Dealers had 12% more unsold SUVs and trucks in January than a year ago. Dollar General is recalling DG Baby Gripe Water because of an undissolved citrus ingredient. The water is an herbal supplement. The manufacturer, Kingston Pharma, says it has a report of a one-week-old infant having trouble swallowing the product. The Commerce Department has submitted its report to the White House on whether to impose tariffs on up to 25% of imported cars and auto parts. It's unclear whether the report will be released to the public. The U.S. markets are closed today for the President's Day holiday. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Weather hits. The right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin premium wiper blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin premium wiper blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart and other fine retailers.
We have a very active, very wet weather pattern ahead for the week ahead, but today is mostly quiet on this President's Day with clouds early and then partly sunny with a high temperature today up to about 63. For tonight, maybe a couple of showers around, overnight low 50. Tomorrow is a chilly day, a chance of rain from time to time with a high temperature only up to about 55. Then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms around from time to time. Locally heavy rainfall in spots. High mid-70s Wednesday, upper 70s Thursday, and more rain Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Guys, welcome back in. Something I'm going to be doing this week. Looking forward to it, Campbell. The old Coleman Castle's getting refinanced. Yes, yes, yes. Camp Coleman undergoing a refinancing this week with Alabama Home Mortgage. And I couldn't be happier. I'm going to save some money. I encourage you guys to do the same thing. I do what I tell you guys to do. When I needed a home mortgage, a home loan, I called Kim Williams. I called her in plenty of times so she could tell me everything I needed to do up front. And I encourage you to do the same thing. I encourage you to do the same thing. You need a house? Call her ahead of time. I've got a friend who I work with who's done the exact same thing. Who's called up front, Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage, and said, hey, what do I need to do in order to be able to buy a house this time next year? She's guiding them through the process right now. She did the same thing for me. It works. When it came time to buy the house, Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, no sweat. Got it. Boom. In, out. Closed. Easy breezy. Fresh and greasy. All right. Now, the refinance process. I keep telling everybody you can refinance anytime. I myself put that to the test. I called. I filled out the application over the phone. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. And then she called me back later that afternoon and said, guess what, big boy? You can refinance and you're going to save a bunch of money. And it's amazing. It's amazing. So I could not be happier. I could not be happier. We're going to save a little money. Looking forward to doing it this month. Not only that, I don't have to pay a mortgage for 2 months. 2 months. I get a little cash back at closing. Woohoo! This is a big month for the Coleman clan. Big, big month. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. She can do the same thing for you. 567-4223. Couldn't you use two missed mortgage payments right now? NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. You want to skip two mortgage payments, Cam?
Yeah.
Need a mortgage first.
Yeah.
Supreme Court to decide whether census can ask about citizenship. This will be the first true test of whether John Roberts is just anti-life or he's gone full globalist. Supreme Court has ordered an expedited review of a Manhattan judge's ruling blocking the Trump administration's decision to ask individuals responding to the 2020 census whether they are U.S. citizens. Why would we ever count a non-citizen towards the census? Why?
Well, probably because half of them are getting benefits.
Well, but even so, I mean, if Alabama let in 5 million illegal immigrants who can't vote, now all of a sudden we get twice as much representation in Congress?
I'm not opposed to asking the question.
I am not either. I hope they do it. I guarantee you the four conservatives will vote yes, they can ask it, and the four liberals will vote no. The question is, has John Roberts lost his damn mind or not? Is he gone full globalist?
Is he going to be an Earl Warren?
Never go full globalist.
When do they expect a ruling, or is the case just gone there?
Well, the decision to grant speedy review came February 15th at the request of the administration. Ruling expected by June, which would allow the Census Bureau to honor its schedule for the official questionnaires to be printed. Lawsuit was initiated by 18 states, 15 cities, and civil rights groups, including the American Civil Liberties Union. More on them in a moment.
Why does anybody care that they're asking that question?
Because they want California and New York and all these other people to have more representatives and more electoral college votes, most importantly, for the 2024 election.
Exactly. Because they get another congressional seat.
You get another electoral college. See, Alabama is guaranteed to vote Republican in 2024. I've already called it. Alabama, not only 2020, that's the Trump election. 2024, it doesn't matter who's running on which ticket, on which side, Alabama will vote Republican in 2024. The question is, are we going to have 9 or 8 electoral college votes? Because you got to get to 270. That's the role. That's the goal. 269 and you tie it. Throws it to the House of Representatives. Right now, controlled by Democrats, Democrat wins. Okay, so it matters how many electoral college votes you have. Alabama will either give 9 or 8 to the Republican nominee, and that's why they want to count illegal immigrants.
Right.
That's why they want to ask. Here's their fear. They fear if you ask, are you illegal, people won't turn it in, which will cost them representation in Congress, which will cost them electoral college votes. That's why this matters.
Sure.
The High Court will decide whether the intentions of Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in making the decision to insert the question ought to be considered. This was on the census forever. They just took it off like 20 years ago. The globalists took it off. I think W. Bush may have been the one that took it off. They just took it off not long ago. I wish I had a name as strong as Noel Francisco. He's the Solicitor General. Noel Francisco. That's a strong name.
Yeah, it is.
I'm telling you, you guys laugh, but it's...
Maybe it's Noel.
No, it's Noel. He's a dude.
You don't know that.
What was the other one? I had another story that involved the American Civil Liberties Union. Oh, here it is. So Trump declares this emergency, national emergency. It's the 31st or 32nd active national emergency. You know how many national emergencies we've called to prevent other countries from being incurred by foreigners? I mean, if you look at all the list of national emergencies, almost every one of them is taking an action to protect some other country, not the United States. Seizing property, assisting some other country in doing something. I mean, just whatever. Well, the globalists in the Senate have gotten wishy-washy, led by Cocaine Mitch. And they're talking about holding a vote in the United States Senate on whether or not to override the president's emergency declaration so that he can't build a wall. Even though we have 53 Republican senators in the Senate, and out of 100, you just need half. The Republicans are getting wishy-washy on the wall. That tells you right there everything you need to know about the existence of a deep state, the existence of globalism, the existence of corporatism. Why would Republicans, with a Republican president, get wishy-washy on doing something Republicans universally want? Like 90-plus percent of Republicans want a wall. Why would some Republican senator get wishy-washy, particularly one like Mitt Romney? Mitt Romney is in no danger. Utah is in no danger of becoming a swing state. I understand if you're a Republican in Pennsylvania or Michigan and you get wishy-washy. I get that. Mitt Romney is not in danger.
Well, he might be in a primary.
Well, not from the left.
No. No, not from the left.
Well, and that's what he's talking about, is wishy-washing on the wall. It's because he's a globalist, corporatist whore. He would have been a terrible president. You guys think I'm crazy, but the best thing that ever happened in this country is John McCain and Mitt Romney losing the presidential election. Going back in time, I probably would have voted for Obama, knowing that it would have brought Trump to the White House. Trump would not have come to the White House if John McCain had beaten Obama. Trump would not have come to the White House if Mitt Romney had come to the White House. It's just not possible. It wouldn't have happened. You know what the exaltat is, Jack?
The what?
The exaltat.
No. Is that what you get on your back?
No.
From an artist?
That's a tattoo.
Oh. Aren't tattoos referred to as tats?
They can be.
Okay. Why are you asking me about an exaltat?
Because in the Easter Vigil service, the deacon goes up to the front and he sings out, "O happy fault, O necessary sin of Adam, which gained for us so great a redeemer." That's the loss of John McCain, and that's the loss of Mitt Romney. Oh, happy fault of McCain and Romney. Oh, happy loss of Republicans. Oh, happy election of Barack Obama, which gained for us so great a president. We would not have had Donald J. Trump. Globalism and corporatism would have reigned supreme forever if Barack Obama hadn't won the presidency. Mitt Romney is lousy. He's always been lousy. He'll always be lousy. At the time, I wanted McCain and Romney to win. I didn't understand the full picture at the time. But you know what? At the time, a lot of good Jews who would go on to be good Christians turned their back on Christ. They did. A lot of them wanted Christ to die because he was a rabble-rouser. It's a problem causer.
Saul became Paul.
Exactly. Saul used to put Christians to death. Was he at Stephen's stoning by chance? Do we know that?
I can't answer that.
Anyway, this Republican Senate is going to pass, in all likelihood, a resolution blocking the national emergency, and Donald Trump is going to have to veto it. It will be his first veto ever. Donald Trump has never signed a veto as president of the United States. 2+ years in, he's never signed a veto.
Well, if they do a resolution, what is that reading? If they do a resolution, he can't veto that.
Yeah, he can. Supreme Court declared resolutions like that non-binding unless the president signs them.
Oh, okay.
Can't remember the case. It was probably back in the 70s.
It was Coleman versus something.
No, it was back in the 70s. You know. But you know who else is bringing a lawsuit? Not just states. The American Civil Liberties Union. That's why I was reminded of this story when I was covering the other one. The ACLU is going to file a lawsuit to make America less secure.
Does the ACLU receive any government funding? I don't think they do.
But I'm sure they're tax exempt. In a way, that's government funding. Like all these other people that get involved in politics. I mean, that's government funding. If I have to pay taxes on my organization, you don't.
Yeah.
You're being financed. I'm not. You got an unfair leg up. You got 40% more money to play with than I do. 15 minutes till the top of the hour. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you. News and Views continues on the other side of the break. The Dan Morris Show coming up noonish. Greg Bedell and Joey Clark, happy hour 3-ish. Joey Clark Radio Hour 6-ish. Rusty and David come by 7-ish. Terry Adams, 7:30-ish. 15 hours of local programming every day right here from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. You don't get it anywhere else. I dare say it's the greatest talk radio station in America. In America. And I don't think that's hyperbole. We'll be back.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady.
Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids, noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family, one that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home. Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Minutes to the top of the hour. The song that told me you could make two syllables out of the word tight.
You hold me tight.
Forget the number. You don't need to know the number. Adoption Law Firm, ladies and gentlemen. My friend Sam McClure over at the Adoption Law Firm. Guys, adoption does not have to be a muddy, messy mess. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be confusing. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be time-consuming. It doesn't have to be any of those things. It can be. Adoption can be all of those things and more. But when you call Sam McClure over at the Adoption Law Firm on the web, theadoptionfirm.com, when you call Sam McClure at the Adoption Law Firm, it's none of those things. It goes quicker, smoother, easier, more painlessly. I mean, it's always going to be bureaucratic. This is part of it. But he takes care of all of that. And he lets you sit back and enjoy the process of bringing a new child into your family, whether you're new parents, whether you're bringing in a second or third child or a tenth child. You know, Sam is there to help you. Fostering children, taking children from the foster system and adopting them. Newborn adoptions, intra-family adoptions. You know, you got a nephew or a cousin that you need to take care of and you want to bring them into the family permanently, full-time. He can do all that and more. Foreign adoption, Sam McClure, he's amazing. He's wonderful. Deep sense of his Christian faith, and he truly, truly understands and believes and lives out everything he says. Sam McClure is a good man. Call him 546-2009, 546-2009, or check Sam McClure out on the Adoption Law Firm website, theadoptionfirm.com.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Let's see here. Did you guys see what happened in Auburn over the weekend? I was glued to this. I couldn't stop. Sally Pitts was live on the scene over in Auburn, and she was Facebook Living it, and I could not take my eyes off of the Facebook Live. A guy shot an Auburn police officer. I think the officer was expected to make a recovery. He had a woman in the car with him, and they fled the scene, and they were tracked down to an apartment that I have been in, by the way. I don't know the exact number. But Crossland Downs apartment, that's where my sister lived when she was in college. Crossland Downs. I think she spent 1 or 2 years there in Crossland Downs. It was over by Webster Road off of Wire Road. if you remember where that was. But his name was Christopher James Wallace. He shot a police officer multiple times Friday night. They said he was traveling in a silver Jeep Liberty with Barber County license plates. The woman who was with him, her name has not yet been released. But yeah, about 6 p.m., officer pulls him over, I guess, for trying to steal something. I can't remember why they were pulled over. And he shot the officer several times. Fled the scene. They tracked him down. And somehow a fire broke out. Somehow a fire broke out at the apartment where they were. They were using flashbangs and smoke bombs and all that stuff trying to get him out. My guess is one of those things caught something on fire and burned the hell out of the place. And both of them died, the man and the woman. Which, you know, if you're going to shoot a police officer.
Yeah, you're.
I don't mind if you get burned
subject
up.
To death.
Yeah, I don't mind if you get burned up a few minutes later. Instead, it started with a robbery investigation in Auburn Friday evening. Around 5:30 p.m., officers were responding to the robbery of a pharmacy on Dean Road. Had the description of a vehicle. Officers stopped the vehicle on Opelika Road near Dollar General. When he approached the vehicle, he was shot multiple times. So, you know what? If you're going to rob a pharmacy and shoot a cop, don't come crying to me when you get burned alive. Why can't people just not shoot people? I mean, is that hard?
Then there was a cop who was wanted for murder.
Huh?
There's a cop who was wanted for murdering his wife, I think.
Where?
Down in South Alabama somewhere. And he was on the interstate, I think 65 North. And he got pulled over by cops. I guess they had his tag number or whatever.
How long ago was this?
Like over the weekend. And he killed himself after they pulled him over.
I did hear about that.
Yeah.
He was on 65.
Yeah.
I did hear about that.
It's crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. How about that? Let's see here. Lakeland, Florida, 11-year-old Polk County student refused to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. After explaining his reasons, he was kicked out of class and eventually arrested.
Oh, where was this?
Lakeland, Florida.
Jeez.
Arrested for being disruptive and disobeying commands to calm down and leave the classroom. Guys.
Well, if he went ballistic, I could see.
Don't care.
The guy getting him out of the classroom, but
he's 11. If he doesn't want to say the pledge, leave him the hell alone. He's 11. He doesn't know any better. 11-year-olds don't do anything like that. 11-year-olds just. I mean, they don't know what they're doing. They're just mimicking what their parents do. Incident happened February 4 at Lawton Childs Middle Academy. Who's Lawton Childs?
He was a U.S. senator from there for years. Liberal Democrat.
Name sounds familiar.
I think he was governor of Florida at one time.
Lawton Childs Middle Academy. Sixth grader was arrested and taken to a juvenile detention center. Charged with disrupting a school function and resisting arrest without violence. The student's mother, Dakira Talbot, said her son is in gifted classes and has been bullied at the school in the past. I'm upset, I'm angry, I'm hurt, she said. More so for my son. My son has never been through anything like this. I feel like this should have been handled differently. If any disciplinary action should have been taken, should have been with the school. He shouldn't have been arrested. A substitute teacher asked the student to stand up for the pledge. Student reportedly told the substitute teacher the flag was racist and the national anthem was offensive to black people. So, let him sit down. No 11-year-old knows enough to know whether the flag is racist and the national anthem is offensive to black people. He doesn't know. He's just listening to what his mother and father say at home. That's
mm-hmm.
it. That's what 11-year-olds do.
You know, and if you ignore this stuff, it goes away. You know, it's like people that knelt down during the national anthem, you know, big deal. Let them do it. You know, I don't care. But they made such a spectacle about it. You know, let the kid sit down if they're saying the pledge. If that's the way he wants to be.
Who cares? He's 11.
I know.
You know, it's not like he's 25 and has a fully formed brain and access to information and news and drives and has a job and comes to the conclusion on his own that America's racist and the flag is racist and the national anthem's offensive. If he's 11, it's because his mom told him that. Here's my favorite quote in the whole thing. This substitute teacher's a piece of work. The substitute teacher reportedly told the 11-year-old boy, if it was so bad here, why did he not go to another place to live? Because he's 11. He can't go anywhere else to live. He's 11. 11-year-olds can't get up and move to Germany or Canada or Mexico.
No.
She said, he said, they brought me here. Well, they didn't bring you here.
Do we know that?
Well, I don't know. She reportedly replied by saying, well, you can always go back. Because I came here from Cuba, and the day I feel I'm not welcome anymore, I should find another place to live.
The teacher told him that?
Yeah. She was wrong. The teacher shouldn't have been doing all that. And guys, don't brainwash your 11-year-old. You know?
Did your parents brainwash you, Barry?
No, the Republicans.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
What?
There are plenty of brainwashing Republicans out there.
I don't believe it, not for a second.
I do, and I'm a Republican. So there you have it.
Kirsten Gillibrand says we need to federally recognize a third gender. This woman's gone crazy since renouncing for president. She's trying to find an issue. I think she's not as attractive as she was a few years ago, too. And I think that's making her go crazy. That happens sometimes. As people age, men and women.
So what is the third gender going to be called?
X.
X. Male, female, and X.
That's right. She would certainly be in favor of recognizing a third gender defined as X or none of the above at the federal level. Why do the feds keep track of gender anyway? Can you imagine how confusing this is going to be?
Oh, dear God.
This is going to be very confusing. There are times when it's important whether or not you're a man or a woman. It matters. And it's going to be very confusing when paperwork and society has recognized you as a man and it turns out you're a woman. Say you're having abdominal pains.
I think I'm having them now.
Being a man and a woman are different when you're having abdominal pains. If you show up to the ER pretending to be a man and you're having abdominal pains, that might be awfully confusing to the ER nurse and doctor. They might think you're suffering from something you're not suffering from, or vice versa. There are times it matters, people. There are times it matters. I'll consider taking calls during the third hour. We'll see. It's 11.
When I'm a walking, I strut my stuff, and I'm so strung out.